Well, Paula, here we are again at the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. And just looking ahead to the event, you must be so delighted to see the calibre of athletes competing here once again.
Yeah, it's really great to be back here in Dubai to see how much the event has grown. I mean, it's only 2 years since I was here, but it's grown so much. And the calibre of athletes at the elite end of the race, but also the number of people taking part in the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon is really exciting for the sport, exciting for Dubai.
Great to see the defending champions here trying to obviously regain the titles.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. I mean, I think they're both going to have very tough races. From the sounds of things at the press conference, they're very ready for that, and here I'm ready to run fast. And I think it's going to be some exciting races where I think the pace is going to be hot from the beginning.
Your credentials go before you in terms of marathon running, but it really is phenomenal to see how this event has just gone from strength to strength and it's put itself now on the map.
Yeah, it definitely has put itself on the map. I think if you're an elite athlete looking to run fast, Dubai is now one of the first races that you will look at and try to get into to be able to come here, because the athletes know that the course is very fast. It's going to be a very good quality of race. The organisation is going to be very good. All of the things that they need to come together to produce fast times are here. So they look to be able to come and get into this race. And I imagine there's a big long waiting list of athletes trying to get in.
Talking about the course, slight changes this year. Do you think that'll make a difference?
I think the slight changes have been made to try and get that faster time. It's already a very, very quick course record on both the men's and the women's side. And I think those little tweaks that they've made are just reflecting really that desire for the Dubai Marathon to get that world record that they're trying to aim for, and certainly to try and get a world lead.
You'll be commentating on the race. Do you enjoy that element now of your career, or do you miss that moment when the gun goes off and you're there racing?
I mean, I think I'm always going to miss that moment. If I'm honest, I think I've probably handled it a little bit better than I thought I would. I thought I would really, really miss it. But I kind of am also very grateful for the time that I got racing at the top end, the races that I got to run in. I'm very grateful I was able to have those. And if I can't be out there taking part, then the next best place to be is a very privileged position to be watching the race from the front row and to be able to commentate on it.
Running is part of your passion, it's part of your DNA. It must make you so delighted to see the mass participation element of this event with the 10K runners, the 4K runners. There really is something for everyone, all ages.
Yeah, there is. And I think that's what's so special and so unique about road running. And the fact that races like the marathons, but all of the build-up races around that as well, bring together a whole family of athletes and of runners, and sort of open up those possibilities and the discovery of what running can bring to people. And people can use it for whatever they want to get out of it, whether it's just to say that they've completed a marathon and complete that physical and mental challenge, sorry, of getting round the marathon, or whether it is to go out and race at the top end. You can really kind of pick it and use it to just get the best out of yourself in all areas of your life.